earth, and sky.
There's no reason in the world why we can't get our food manufacturing and consumption habits to match with the other part of the natural world that we ourselves evolved from.
That's microbiologist Dixon DePalmier of Columbia University. He's talking about the idea of vertical farming in city buildings. That's growing produce, even fish and poultry, in vertical greenhouses, skyscrapers that feed people, each designed as a self-sufficient ecosystem.
So I think vertical farming is key to supplying us with food and to reusing the wastes that are created after consuming food to supply the energy and the water that's necessary in order to make these things actually work.
Sewage would be heated and pressurized to separate it into water and carbon, which would fuel incinerators to power lights and machinery. While no one has yet built a vertical farm, DePalmier has estimated that with just a little land, these skyscraper farms could feed a lot of people.
For every 50,000 people living in an urban center, they would require a building one square New York City block in footprint and 30 stories high.
DePalmier expects China and Holland to build the first vertical farms within 2 to 3 years. There's more from DePalmier on vertical farming at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.